Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, September 27th, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Alex, Brittany, and our special guest, our weekly Wednesday edition, it's V Hale. Thanks for being here today, V.
Hi, guys.
Vinny, get your quick questions out the way.
Have you gotten together with that mister of yours?
Dude, I'm fucking cursed. I'm cursed.
Oh, no. What? Cursed. What? Did he break up with
so-
you?
So... No. We were supposed to get together. No, it's been like all fine, texting, whatever. So I was supposed to go there yesterday.
Oh, and you have a cold.
So yesterday, I didn't know if I was sick. I had a sore throat, and I'm like, it's allergies or I'm sick. Let's wait it out, you know? So I text. And then woke up today, I'm sick. I'm like, dude, I can't go over there. I'm like, I just... And then next week, I'm out of commission, if you guys are picking up what I'm saying. So
oh.
I'm just like, dude, can a girl get laid? This is all I'm asking.
Well, look, I think that you get major points for not going over there while you're sick. Like, that's the thing in our business.
That.
We're just not, it's not good for us. And I absolutely would be all, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's so fucking rude.
Yeah.
So maybe... the end of next week, I'm just like, I don't know. I'm a lost fucking cause.
And
so that's
even,
my update.
Even, you know, let's say you do go over and he's probably like, you know, he's radio guy, Ryan Seacrest. He's like, yeah, okay, I'm going to have to bone her. I can't not. So I'm going in. I'm getting sick
now
for
I'm
the cause.
Sick.
But so that's
I don't
good
know. He's kind of germophobia like you, dude. He'd probably be like, oh, my God. Are you nasally? You need to leave.
Well,
he'd, like, pick up on it.
Nobody wants a cold.
I'm that way, too. But I also like Nook. So I would probably be like, I'm going in for the cold.
Would
knowingly.
You put on a mask?
I don't know. I might say, let's not make out, and I'll kiss you in Australia.
Kiss me on my other lips?
Yeah, downstairs. You know.
Yeah. Anyways, maybe next week, guys.
All right.
But the effort was there, you know?
Now, we have a pressing email, we're told. And if we don't get to it, we're not going to get to it. It's got to happen.
This one is going to make you feel old. So
okay, great.
Brace yourself.
Super.
Oh, God.
This
is,
love
it's
that.
All here in the first
it's my
sentence.
Favorite thing.
I know. Thank
my
you.
My knee doesn't do that enough. I need someone to remind me how old I am.
So the slurp is the thing that will make you feel
okay.
Old. I've been an avid listener since I was in seventh grade. Now I'm 38 and a seventh grade teacher. Full circle?
Oh, my God.
Crunch.
Yeah, that is, it actually feels like the math doesn't work out on that, but I guess maybe it does. What have we been here, 26 and almost 27 years?
Well, you know, writers can take liberties. It's okay.
Well, I guess that she could have been. How old are you in seventh? 11, 12? What are you? I guess that, you know what? I take it back. The math does work. Jesus fucking Christ. It seems impossible.
Well, no, hold on, because my daughter is about to turn 10 and she's in fourth grade.
Okay, so then she'd be like 12 or 13.
Okay.
I was 12 in eighth grade. I turned 13 in ninth grade. So I would have been
wasting
11.
Time on this.
Yeah, oh, you're yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Just what are we doing? Shit, right? Who even cares?
Basically,
thank you, B.
The point is, we're old, and this person is now like a fully so grown, old. Functioning adult, more or less. I mean, let's see what happens in this letter. Okay. We don't know yet. She might not be fully functioning. I really hope that you're able to read this on Wednesday the 27th. That is today. As I need an answer before the pre-sale of the Alice in Winterland tickets on Thursday.
Oh, big one. God. Wow, way to tie that in, too. Good job.
Yeah.
Plug, 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 plug.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Yeah. Background. My 5.5-year-old daughter does dance.
Yeah.
I know.
Like V did dance.
Yeah. You oh my God. By the way, V, you know, good on you posting that picture. That was great. I loved it.
I told you I would. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
You were the 5.5-year-old daughter who did dance.
I was.
Would you say that you have finely tuned jazz hands? Like, can you really let those motherfuckers rip?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I'll take Joey to... Well, never mind. Keep going. That wasn't going to make any sense.
We don't want to... We're in the weeds already. Sorry. Yeah. I'll stop. Mm-hmm. I know I'm her mom. So, of course, I think she's really good. I'm inflecting that my way. Like, as in she... I know, I'm her mom, so of course I think she's really good. But she is really good. She definitely has a natural talent for hearing a song and moving her body to it. Think lyrical. Anyway, at the end of the last dance season, her dance teacher suggested that she do a private lesson as well as the normal group dance class. She'll be performing on stage in May, both in her group show, and she'll be doing a solo dance. Wow, she's going to get a feature.
Damn it,
she's
five and a half
years old.
That's crazy.
This is big.
Yeah, it's also about as cute as it gets, though. So talk about show stealer.
Last week, her dance teacher asked if she'd be interested in doing a small holiday show at the local city arts and crafts holiday fair. She said it would be a great experience and a good preview as to what it would be like for her to perform solo for an audience. The teacher said this show will take place in a multi-purpose room with a small stage. And most people...
December 1st?
Of course it's going to be fucking December 1st. That's of course it is.
Oh my God, this is hysterical.
So a multi-purpose room with a small stage, and most people will be there for the arts and crafts. They may watch the performance. She said it's mostly for the parents. Of course, we agreed to have her do it. And then I heard Monday morning bated breath, waiting for the Alice in Winterland announcement, and it's the same fucking night as this solo dance. Fuck! I had told my husband a couple weeks ago, I don't care who's performing at this year's Alice in Winterland. I don't care when it is. We're going. And then I find out it's my girl, Alanis, and Train, and the butter young man, Benson Boone, and Post Malone's cousin, Jelly Roll. So what do I do? Post Malone's cousin, Jelly Roll. That's fucking hilarious. So what do I do? Am I a total asshole if I just have my parents take my daughter to her little performance and videotape it for me? Will I scar her for life? After all, she's the middle of three daughters. That is a tough position. That's a Jan. That's a true Jan. Mm. What if my husband and I just watch her last practice dance before the performance and videotape it and make her feel super special over that? I want to go to Alice in Wonderland so bad. My husband and I desperately need a date night and dinner out and hotel sex. And I, of course, want to see my Alice besties. Hi. What would y'all do if you were in my shoes? Vinny, I feel like you're right where I am with the girls being in all different activities and trying to go to everything and show your support. What would you do? Thanks, Radio Fam. OFOC, Casey from Novato. So this isn't even, she's in freaking Novato, which means she can't go to this performance and then jet down to San Jose. She'll never make it. All right, she wants to hear from you first, Vin. Go.
Remember the story I told you this morning when I had told my daughter, your fish tank is disgusting. You've got to clean that fucking thing.
Yes.
And she was like, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. Okay, great. And then she gets home and, of course, that whole project lands on me.
Of course
it is. And I've got to take her to the pet store and I've got to undo, boom, we've got to aqua mate the fish to the whole thing, right? So I do all this stuff. And then I'm like, God, I got to go to bed, you guys. All right, I'm going to bed. Good night. And my daughter goes, thanks, Dad, for hanging out. That was so fun. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Made it all worth it.
Like, all that. And I'm looking at my watch. And I mean, we had fun. Believe me, I wasn't bummed about doing it for her or with her. Yeah, I was. But I still did it. And we... Yeah. But I didn't even think about that being one of those moments where she's like...
It meant a lot to her.
We hung out.
Mm-hmm.
And you played me the Thompson twins.
Yeah. This is the wrong story to tell with the advice I'm going to give, but keep going.
Well, what I'm trying to get at is these kids like their parents around.
Mm-hmm.
They do. They like it. Now, when I was a kid, I was like, please tell me Dad's going to be at work that day. My mom would go, no, he's coming. Oh, great. Fuck. Shoot.
Mm.
That means I'm going to have my big event and get a spanking at the same time. Super. Anyway, look, kids like you around. I hate to say it. I don't want
to say it.
I'm not going to say it, actually. What's your advice, Sarah?
My advice is bring your kid to Alice in Wonderland.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at chumbacasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Are you going to say fuck the recital?
Fuck the recital. Please. It's a little practice gig at an arts and crafts fair. Is that,
hey, I'm
I say
with
forget
that.
It. Bring her and show her Alanis Morissette.
Have her dance at the show.
Have her dance at the show. And by the way.
No, she said that she freaking wants night. To have hotel yeah, sex hotel with her sex. Husband.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, fuck, I forgot
well,
about
but,
that part.
But look, you are offering her a solution to what is a problem, which means she. Look. That little dancing recital, I've seen these. I'm doing this stuff.
Yeah.
It'll last 3 fucking minutes, mm-hmm. and you'll have blown the whole night with your husband for that 3 minute.
Right.
But your kid's going to finish and look for you.
Here's the thing. If she doesn't do it at all, and even if you don't get to have hotel sex and a date night and all that stuff, and I think you should bring all your girls. Bring all the girls to the show. This is just me. I want to sell tickets. I want you at that show. And those kids, those future Alice generation listeners.
Yep.
You don't even tell her that you're canceling the GD thing. Kids never remember that. She doesn't know when December 1st is.
Oh, man.
Just start telling her about this thing. Just cancel with the teacher. Just say, listen, we have a massive conflict. We can't do this thing. Thank you so much for asking us, but we're not doing that. Thanks. It's a goddamn arts and crafts thing. Don't worry about it.
Well, then, I wouldn't tell start, that truth. Start, maybe say Nana died.
Don't just tell the truth.
I'm just saying, you know, you don't have to go ahead and tell her
God.
That you're just busy having more fun and, you know,
yeah, we're
at
going
Alice in
as
Winterland.
A family. We're going to go have a family experience at that thing. The kid's already doing the solo thing at the dance coming up in May. Forget it.
It's May.
Somebody's Nana died. You're not lying.
People's Nanas are dying all the time.
Right.
Dropping
it's
all
fine.
Over the place. All right, what do you say, Bryn?
I actually like your idea. I would say you don't have to give an excuse. Like, you know, you could just say, hey, sorry, we can't make it.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah, no Nana died or I have this other thing to go to for my family. Like, just be like, can't make it.
Say, sorry, that's not working out for us.
I'm the parent of this child and my child can't make it.
You're the person that we pay for all these lessons and we're going to continue to pay you. So,
right. When's the next performance? Let's do that one.
Yeah.
I'm
not even
going to
ask. Alex doesn't know. He doesn't have kids. And neither do you, V, but I believe that you're going to have the right answer here. Take it away. Teach us all.
Well, I just feel if it were a solo at a recital, that would have been different coming from the kid who, like, you do want your parents there
yes,
after you perform
absolutely.
Or they bring you the flowers. But the fact that it's, not to, like, dumb it down, obviously it's her first one, but an arts and crafts fair, and she's specifically stating in the letter people may be looking. It's like, you know, when there's someone playing music and no one fucking knows they're there. They're doing all the other shit that's
yes.
going on. Like, I feel like that might be her. So it's not like that devastating. Like, I don't think she should do. If they don't go, she shouldn't do it. They shouldn't have her go and have the grandparents there. She's going to feel devastated. Why aren't my parents here? Just say, hey, my kid can't make it to do that
yeah,
solo.
Yeah, sorry,
day.
We can't do that. I'm so sorry. I thought that we could schedule, but we can't.
Yeah.
So bye. And then just all go together.
Because you can't explain to her. You can't say to her, listen, it's not that big of a deal performing here. It's huge to her. She's
yeah,
5
her,
and a half.
Right, because she
so
doesn't know.
So cancel it altogether because you're
going
to
don't even
be
tell
there.
The daughter that you canceled. Just stop talking about it and start talking about this wicked fun fucking show. You're going to go to Austin.
You know
what would
be cool, though, if you brought Nana, too, and like you guys go as a family. That way you can get 2 hotel rooms and have a hotel sex. And then daughter stays with grandma.
Oh, but Nana's dead.
No, Nana's Nana didn't die. Nana did. That was your thing. Nana didn't die.
Oh.
Nana's alive.
Are you sure?
Nana
alive
is alive.
And well.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
All right. I think
I
we
mean,
solved
maybe.
That one.
No, I actually, I do think.
I think they should go alone.
Not having her go at all is the best move.
Mm.
Like,
yes.
I do think kids look for their parents, man. And I've even been, I took Edie to her soccer practice the other day, you know, and the air was bad.
Yeah.
We figured they were going to cancel. They didn't cancel, so we went. There were 5 kids there. 5. Mm. So 5 kids show up, and the soccer coach is like, all right, well, we're going to have practice anyway. One kid, one of the Mateos on this team, walks off, and we never see him again. Like, his parents have to go chase him, Bring him, but he was walking over to the park to play.
Oh,
he's just leaving.
Only
just
five.
Left.
Right.
Yeah, they're
four.
My daughter's running around. They're doing this, and there's a point where I'm sitting there, and I just pull my phone out. I'm sitting like there's this weird soccer practice with kids who are not paying attention. She walks up and goes, "You're not watching me." And what the fuck? I gotta watch the whole goddamn
thing.
Yeah,
you do. That's a good lesson right there.
Let me put this phone away.
Yeah.
I was watching surfing videos.
So on the one hand, you've got the kid who forces you to clean out the fish bowl, and then the nice thank you at the end, mm-hmm. the love, the joy of children. And on the other end, you've got, you have to watch me at every moment, because all the things
second.
I'm doing are amazing. You've told me so, and why wouldn't you be watching me?
Right.
Hello.
Oh, I'm just saying, that's the thing. So this kid...
Now kiss me slowly.
Oh, stop it. That's not... I don't allow that.
I'm coming in.
No. We've settled on she can watch me shower, but there's no kissing. That's a joke. There's my drum hit, goddammit.
Where's the drum hit? He's in the hole. He's singing himself. Okay.
Never mind.
Listen,
cut
you guys,
that out of
this
there.
This was fun. This is the last.
Don't even leave that joke in.
I'll grab it.
This All is right, the thanks. Last secret show we'll do from these seats, looking out at that building. And that I love that view of the hill, the Coy Tower Hill.
Oh, yeah. Let's
this
take
is,
it all in, guys.
I'm going to take it all in right now.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, boy. You're so not sentimental. Oh, all right. Thanks, V.
Bye.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. We'll see you tomorrow,
love
right?
You, v.
Are
yeah,
you
I'll
on the
back.
Show tomorrow?
We
okay,
might
great.
Not be on the show
well,
tomorrow. What
that
are you
is
talking
actually
about?
True. We might not be on the show tomorrow. So we'll
what?
You know. Well, we don't know because we're going to be at a new building.
We're
so.
Bringing everything from here over there, and then they have to figure out how to make yeah. it all work.
And we're crossing our fingers, so it'll be fine.
Okay, well, let me know.
We'll do.
So I don't show up to no one again. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
The
Bye.
End.